Well, I suppose it depends on which time change you're talking about. I mean, we all love getting the extra hour in bed in the autumn and then losing it again. But I suppose the seriousness of it is that there's a lot of evidence to show that it's actually very bad for our health, this changing of the clock twice a year. That there are increased instances of heart attacks among older people at that time, that children seem to suffer for up to a few weeks with their schoolwork just due to the change, and also road traffic accidents seem to increase. So there does seem to be a lot of evidence weighing in favour of abolishing the daylight saving hours. And I suppose, given that I have a scientific background, I would look at the evidence and I think that there's a strong case to abolish it.
And if the MEPs decide by a majority that there shouldn't be a change anymore once the final change happens, what happens after that?
Under the directive, an EU directive, it is the EU's competency. So if the Parliament votes to change it, then I suppose there would be a strong push for the Commission to amend that directive to abolish the daylight saving. There are a number of countries who've been lobbying very, very hard behind the scenes at the Council level as well to have this abolished. So, I mean, it would look at having a change to the directive, but it is an EU competence at this stage. So, I mean, they do have the powers to abolish daylight saving.